Call the Senate Environmental Natural Resource Committee to order Tuesday, May 3rd, 2011. Welcome, members. And we do have, let the record show, we do have a quorum. Members, myself and Senator Hall are bouncing in and out of judiciary here probably for just one vote. Otherwise, what I'm going to try and do here is get Senator Vandeveer here to take his bill before my three bills here. So, but let's start out with Senator Gazelka, Senate File 1354. Welcome to the committee.
Morning, Mr. Chair and members. This is...
I should say welcome to that end of the table, I guess.
Whatever works, Mr. Chair.
There you go.
Mr. Chair, if I can, I have an author's amendment. I would like to get the bill in the shape I'd like.
Okay. The amendment's being passed out.
Well, it's being passed out. Members, this is the Clean Water Partnership Law Revisions Bill. It's the Minnesota Pollution Control or Pollution Agency Bill. This bill is for an act revising the Clean Water Partnership Law of 1987 to better align with the state's contemporary approach to water restoration, protection, and enhancement. The revisions eliminate activities and programs that have been completed since 1990. Revisions also simplify the language and requirements of the law. The revisions eliminate duplication of effort and increased efficiencies in implementing water quality improvement plans. Currently, both the Clean Water Partnership Project Coordination Team and the Clean Water Fund Interagency Sub-Team for Implementation are tasked with this directive, so that'll be improved. A couple more points. The changes will provide more flexibility in implementing the law in accordance with the state's plan to manage water quality issues at the watershed level, and local soil and water conservation districts also become eligible for assistance. With that, I have
Galen Reitz.
Galen Reitz here to testify for the agency.
Excuse me, Mr. Reitz?
Correct.
Welcome to the committee. Please state your name, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Galen Reitz. I'm the director of the regional division at the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. I can provide you a very quick kind of walkthrough of the bill. It was created in 1987 really for the purpose of providing grants to local units of government to solve non-point source pollution problems and also to provide a legal basis for the state to administer Section 319 of the Clean Water Act. Section 1 in the bill is there. Basically, there's a repealer back further, and this section just refers to the Department of Agriculture BMP loan program, and it's in here to make a conforming change to that repealer. So that one piece relates to the Department of Ag loan program. The rest of it relates to the Clean Water Partnership program specifically. Section 2 goes through and simplifies and updates the purpose, removing some language of work that has already been completed between 1987 and now, and eliminates some restatements of some language. Section 3 simplifies the description of a project, which will really make it possible to integrate this effort with other programs. It's essentially making it less prescriptive and providing a little more flexibility for us in administering the program. Section 4 removes a reference to work done in the late 1980s and removes reference to non-point source. And the reason we're removing that reference is that since the 80s, non-point source has been the definition has narrowed, and we want to continue to provide flexibility and broad eligibility for projects that local sponsors may propose and not limit it to non-point source pollution. Let me give you one example of that is that in 1987, urban runoff would have been considered a non-point source pollution. Since that, actions by EPA and various court rulings, urban runoff predominantly is considered a point source pollution and is regulated. So because of that narrowing of the definition, we want to eliminate the reference in that particular spot. Section 5 really follows clarification of the revised project definition. Section 6 adjusts the maximum allowable through the loan program. Section 7 establishes that local units of government are eligible to apply. And here in particular, it makes soil and water conservation districts now would be eligible to apply. In the past, they have had to be a co-sponsor of a project with another local unit of government. They've been an important sponsor of projects and leader of projects through the years, and we thought it was time that we clarify that point and make them eligible to come in and apply directly to be a sponsor of a project. Sections 8, 9, 10, and 11 essentially create consistency with the earlier changes that I've mentioned. They also remove some references to work that's already been completed. And then it goes into the specific repealers. 103.711 subdivision 7, definition of official controls, and then 103F731 eligibility for assistance were two sections that made it ineligible for soil and water conservation districts to apply. So those are being repealed. 103F721 statewide resource assessment is an activity that was completed, so we're just cleaning it up. And then 103F761 is a project coordination team who is an interagency team who helped us rank, review, and select projects. Since this team is in place, there's other interagency teams in place now that we would use instead of this. So this one is being dropped. And we'll still essentially use the same process. It's just it's eliminating this team from the statute. So that's a quick overview, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Questions, members?
Mr. Chair, we did not adopt the amendment.
That's correct. So any further questions on the A1 amendment offered by Senator Gazelka? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Senator Gazelka, any further questions? Hearing none, Senator Gazelka moves Senate File 1354 as amended and referred to Finance. Any further questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
Thank you.
Good.
Sorry. And they didn't need me.
We voted for it.
You vote. Go ahead. Do you vote yes?
Senator Daines, will you come forward?
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate File 1243 before you. It's an agency bill that I'm carrying for them. And with me today, I'm not sure exactly the name, but you'll...
Kathy Moger
from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. And members, I think it'd be best if I turn it directly over to her for her testimony.
Ms. Moger? Please state your name and for the record and go forward.
Good afternoon, committee members and Mr. Chair. I'm Kathy Moger from the Pollution Control Agency. And the bill before you is a technical change to the Waste Management Act that covers solid waste. In this bill, we're looking at recyclables and including source-separated compostable materials in the definition of recyclable materials. That basically fosters the ability of haulers to be able to pick up, source, separate compostable materials with recyclables. When you think of source, separate compostable materials, it's food scraps and soiled paper, such as a greasy pizza box. That would be able to be picked up curbside. It's not a mandate. There are haulers who are looking to add this to their collection programs. So that basically is what happens in Section 1. In Section 2, once those materials are collected, put out for collection by an individual and collected separately, this provision or this section says that it has to be added to the proper processing facility, so it can't be remixed in with solid waste and burned or put into a landfill. It either has to be recycled if it's recyclable materials, or such as cans, bottles, or glass, or the source separated organics have to go to a composting facility. And I think there's an amendment that would allow another site if the agency has permitted that activity to be accomplished on that other site.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would at this time offer the A2 amendment.
The A2 amendment, members, should be in your packets. Would you go over that with us, Senator Ingebrigtsen?
I would. It's pretty straightforward. On line 1.2 on page 1, I'm sorry, excuse me, line 14, delete the and insert an. And on line 1.15, after facility, you would delete everything and add, this is permitted to recycle or compost the material.
Any questions by the members on amendment, the A2 amendment? There being no questions, all those in favor of the A2 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The amendment carries. Senator Ingebrigtsen, do you have any other comments on the bill as amended?
Mr. Chair, if there's no other questions, I would like to move the bill as amended.
Senator Ingebrigtsen moves the bill as amended. Are there any other questions? Being none from the members, all those in favor of passing the bill as amended and sent to the Senate floor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Senate file 1243 has passed and will be moved on to the Senate floor.
I got 2 hours to go.
I get there for the pork chops, right?
Nothing interesting on the agenda.
Huh? That's tomorrow. It's tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. I think so.
Four blocks.
I'll do the next two.
So he wants to go chop on the stick.
Is that what you have?
Great glass of wine. Some ice cream. Goes right through and on.
How many pork chops did you get? $5.
Fine part of the pork chop.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members. Just for
three or four anyway.
For your information, we're discussing the bill that Senator Vandermeer has on the schedule here right now. And I will do, I have a Before you, Senate File 999, which is a Minnesota Migratory Waterfall Stamp Bill, and for those that know or may know the term, I'm not sure if anybody here is here from the DNR to talk about it, but it's basically a pretty straightforward vehicle bill, if you will. The money that's appropriated to the commissioner, the only change is on line 1.10, is appropriated to the commissioner and may be used for, and it's pretty self-explanatory after that. So both these bills, if I might take a second to look here, are the same basically, but we'll move one at a time if that's all right.
Senator Ingebrigtsen, do you have any testifiers?
I don't have any testifiers. No.
Are there any questions for Senator Ingebrigtsen on Senate File 999, the Migratory Waterfall Stamp Appropriation Bill? Senator Kielash.
Mr. Chair, Senator Ingebrigtsen, on the money that's in the wildlife habitat account now is going for the same purposes. I'm not sure. Isn't the commissioner already taking care of that money, or is that different?
Senator Ingebrigtsen?
You know, that's a problem with not having somebody here. But as it says, before, without putting the additions in there, the money in the account is, may be used for. This actually designates
Mr. Knopf, do you have some clarity for us on that?
Mr. Chairman, let me just explain what both of these bills do. Under current law, we set aside the stamp money into separate accounts, but the legislature has to appropriate it every 2 years. So there's a direct appropriation to the commissioner to spend money from these accounts. What this does is provide the statutory appropriation so that the commissioner can spend whatever comes into these accounts without having to go through a regular appropriation law. And Senator Ingebrigtsen, I would suggest that on both of them that you since the budget bill is already passed that affects this biennium and you directly appropriated this money, I would suggest that you make the effective date on both of them July 1st, 2013, just to be clear that this is consistent with what's passed the Senate already in conference.
I certainly could do that. Could you put that in amendment form for us then at the bottom of the bill?
Mr. Chairman, on your first bill on 999, it would be on 2.4. Delete 2011 and insert 2013. We'll just take them. You need to take one bill at a time. So, he's offering.
I would move that amendment.
Senator Ingebrigtsen has moved the oral amendment to change the date to 7/1 of 2013. Any questions of the members on the oral amendment? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The oral amendment passes. Senator Ingebrigtsen, anything more on Senate File 999, or any members have any questions? There being no questions heard on Senate File 99, Senator Ingebrigtsen, do you renew your motion to move the bill as amended?
I do. Senate File 999 as amended.
Move. And Senator Ingebrigtsen has moved Senate File 999 as amended and to be referred to Finance. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. The bill passes. Senator Ingebrigtsen, would you like to do Senate File 1002?
Yes. Mr. Chair and members, Senate File 1002 basically is the same. And I would entertain a motion to change the effective date as per council on line 2.3. And change the date, the year from 2011 to 2013.
Hearing Senator Ingebrigtsen's oral amendment, members have any questions? There being no questions, all those in favor signify on the oral amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The amendment carries. Senator Ingebrigtsen to Senate File 1002. Any other comments or any questions from the members? There being no question from the members, all those in favor of passing Senate File 1002 and moving to Finance, referring to Finance as amended, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Senate File 1002 has passed and will be referred to Finance as amended.
That'd be some kind of a record, Mr. Chair, for this committee.
Thank you, Senator.
Got a different chair there.
Isn't this what we just put in the legacy?
Sometimes if we don't,
Veterans Rice Camp. It's a different
Try to get in a hurry and get this done.
Members were waiting for trying to round up Senator Vanderveer out in the hallway.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you. While we're waiting, is this the same disabled rest camp that was in the legacy bill? It was funded there?
I'm going to wait for Senator Vanderveer to do that, but I believe it is the same camp, yes.
One of the camps.
One of the camps. I'm already wandering off someplace that I don't know. So here he is here. Senator Vanderveer, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senate File 128 is before us, and we know that you're coming armed with all the questions to all the answers that this committee has, so please proceed.
I'm sure I have all the questions to every answer you have, Mr. Chair.
Is there any questions to that committee? Please proceed.
Mr. Chair, does someone want to move the bill? Or?
We don't want to.
Okay, what this bill does is appropriates five. I understand, though, there's an amendment we want to take off. Is that correct?
That could be. Who's got the amendment?
Well, Mr. Chair, there was an amendment that was added to this bill last Wednesday. And I think the proper motion would be for somebody to ask for reconsideration of the amendment.
Why are we taking it off?
It doesn't really matter who asked for it. We all voted for it. So if somebody were just to move to reconsider the amendment, and then I suppose you have to withdraw it. I guess I don't remember who offered it.
What's going on?
Why don't you just vote to remove the amendment?
Mr. Chair, I'll move to reconsider the amendment we put on last week, whatever it was.
Everybody understand that amendment? I wasn't supposed to ask that one. Mr. Knopf, would you please explain the Senator Higgins's?
Well, Senator Higgins' motion is to bring the amendment back before you, even though you don't have a copy of it in your packet. It was to bring the amendment where this was changed to the Arts and Culture Heritage Fund. The appropriation for it, and it was also modified through some other means. I don't think you want to let a bill out of here with money from one of the legacy funds to another committee, so it would be best to set this the way it originally was presented to the committee.
I can't hear him.
So, Mr. Chair?
We're going to have him repeat that. It was rather quiet.
Well, Mr. Chair, the bill was amended to take the money from the Arts and Culture Heritage Fund, and it also changed the amounts and added another camp to it. It was amended for the purposes of the legacy bill. At this point, I don't think you want another bill traveling out of here with legacy money appropriated in it. So it would be best if that amendment was not retained on the bill as it leaves here.
So, Mr. Chair,
Senator Higgins,
Mr. Knopf, in deleting the amendment, we'd be back to this original language, which takes the money from the general fund.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Higgins, that's correct.
And then where do we send this? Big finance?
This goes to finance.
It goes to state gov. But Mr. Chair, wouldn't that go to state gov?
It already was.
It's already been to state gov, I'm being told, Senator Carlson. Senator Higgins, any questions?
So are we fishing with two poles here? We've got the money in the legacy bill, and then we're going to send this to get money for from the general fund?
Mr. Knopf.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Higgins, that's a possibility. What you may want to also do is further amend this to remove the amounts. I think my understanding is this is going to be a vehicle. I don't know. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's the purpose of the whole bill. So is it your understanding we should remove the...
Mr. Chairman, I would remove the amendment. I would have somebody move to delete the previously offered amendment and further to delete on line 1.7, 500,000, and delete 100,000 on line 1.12, because otherwise you'd be out of balance in your general fund allotment to your committee.
I'll make that motion.
That's Senator Gazelka's motion to Senator Higgins' motion, correct?
Can't we just roll it into one motion?
Implement it into Senator Higgins' motion.
Okay. That's what I meant.
Any further discussion? There's no questions on anybody's anybody's faces. Senator Carlson. Well,
Mr. Chair, I was
you were about to ask a question.
Well, so. I was going to remind Senator Higgins that the two line is in the House bill, not in the Senate bill. I wasn't going to go there.
I've gotten so darn many emails on that. Most of them I think from your constituents.
Yes.
Any further discussion of the amendment? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
No.
Okay. Senator Vandeveer.
Mr. Chair and members, what the bill does is it appropriates a matching grant to the Disabled Veterans Rest Camp in May Township. The purpose of it is to match grants and donations made to the camp. They need to build some additional storm shelters they serve the veterans of disabled veterans, and all veterans can now go to the park. And it's a rest camp. It's on the shores of Big Marine. But I think you've heard this in two other committees, so I guess if you have questions about what we're doing with it, that would
Senator
be great.
Senator Pappas.
Mr. Chairman, does it have anything to do with arts or culture?
It has to do with heritage.
It's with heritage. So Senator the veterans, Mr. Chairman,
Senator
the veterans are going to sit around and tell each other war stories?
Mm-hmm. Senator Vandeveer.
Veterans are going to rest.
They're
going
to rest.
At the rest camp.
And that's their heritage, is resting?
They can stay there. And they also, there's different programs for them. They recreate, they rest, and they, I think, do pretty much what they feel like doing.
Senator,
because it's a rest camp.
Senator Gazelka.
Mr. Chair, to that point, I would venture to say they'll share stories, cultural stories of their history in wars.
I would venture to say that because I've heard them doing that. So I think that's a safe assumption.
Then, Mr. Chairman, shouldn't we have some, you know, for the future, shouldn't we have some process where these can be documented and shared with the broader community? As a part of perpetuating the, you know, heritage of the shared war experience?
I think that would probably
Senator,
be a good idea.
Senator
Vandeveer. Mr. Chair, Senator Pappas. I think that would make sense.
That would be a more appropriate use of the money rather than just to use it to rehabilitate the camp.
Well, I think, Mr. Chair, Senator Pappas, so providing a setting where this can occur, I think is a good thing, too, and would be considered part of it. Although I don't know what criteria the committee has used in the past.
It has nothing to do with what's in the bill.
So that could be different.
Yeah. Any further questions? Hearing none, Senator Dames moves.
So move.
Senate File 128 as amended to pass. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, it's the original bill with the dollars deleted on line 1.7 and 1.12. I just want to make sure that that's
correct.
What's leaving
no
the
dollars.
Committee.
That's correct.
Yep.
Senator Dames renews his motion for Senate File 128 as amended to pass and re-referred to. Well, it doesn't have to go to finance.
Yeah, because there's still it's blank.
Referred to finance. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign?
No.
Bill? Carries, passes. Thank you, Mr. Or Senator Vandeveer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Member.
Anything, nothing else before the committee? I don't believe.
Pork chops.
Pork chops of I-90. Senator Kelech.
Yeah, just wondering how the conference committee is going on the Adventist thing.
Okay, the conference committee, a question, members, the conference committee is scheduled for Friday. I would have sooner had it. In fact, it was actually scheduled for Wednesday. Due to the scheduling conflicts over at the House, we cannot get it done until Friday. But at that point, Rest assured that we're going to be spending some time on that, and because we have to get it done. And if it goes into Saturday, then so be it. I've told that to the House members. So hopefully we can start getting our amendments, if there are amendments, which I assume there probably will be some. I have an idea. We still have to go finish up through the walkthrough, so I don't know if you can give me any guess on time there. Probably towards the end of the first meeting we might get into that. So any further questions? If none, stand adjourned.